Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply swimming lessons. Swimming lessons. All throughout the country in the spring and summer, little children are going to be desiring to go swimming. They're going to beg their parents to take them swimming, and they're going to want to go anywhere where they can put on their swimming suit or their swimming trunks and dive in that water and have a great time. There are millions of people all over the world who already know how to swim, and every year, hundreds of thousands are engaged in swimming lessons. Well, swimming is not a new phenomenon. In fact, you even see swimming mentioned many times in the Bible. You'll discover in 2 Kings 6:6 that God even made iron swim. Then you'll discover in Matthew 14:29 that Jesus taught Peter a brand new swimming technique. Not the backstroke, not the breaststroke, but the footstroke, because he allowed Peter to walk on water using the incredible power of God. Well, my friends and neighbors, there are many Christians in this life who want to excel and advance. However, many feel like they're drowning and not swimming. They want to find out how can they stay not only above water, but that they can excel even when the waves are coming. Well, my friends, the FLOAT acronym are the 5 key components that are designed to help us grow in this Christian life and learn how to make it through every single time that we may face. That F in our FLOAT acronym simply reminds us of the importance of finding an instructor. In fact, I may say find the instructor. You think about it. All the people who like swimming across the country, everyone who's engaged in the activity, and you've never seen a commercial on television advertising a swimming coach. You've never seen a billboard on the side of the highway advertising swimming instructors, because those who are serious about swimming are serious enough to seek out the instructor. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, the Holy Spirit is our instructor. He's our lifeguard, as it were. He's the one that gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Yes, my friends, because of that, we've got to seek him out. In the book of Luke chapter 11, the Bible encourages us. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Then he also outlines in Luke 11:13, he says, the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. My friends and neighbors, when was the last time you asked God for the divine instructor? We discover in John 14 that the Holy Spirit is designed to teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God is going to always remind us of everything that Jesus said. How? Through the instructor. You remember James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and does not hold back, and it shall be given to him. Then we discover in Isaiah 30:20, the Bible says, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher shall not be removed into a corner anymore, but our eyes shall see our teachers. My friends and neighbors, when was the last time you vividly looked for your teacher? You know, when a person is drowning, they're looking for the lifeguard. Even the people who can't help the person that's drowning are calling for the lifeguard. Isn't it great to know that we've got a lifeguard on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? The Bible tells us in Psalms 91 that God gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to seek out the instructor. When was the last time you made a diligent, concerted effort to seek out the one who can help us through every situation and achieve all of our greatest dreams? I challenge you, my friends, to first find the instructor, that is in the Holy Spirit of God. That L in our FLOAT acronym simply reminds us to let go. You see, in order to float, all of our muscles have to be relaxed, because if our muscles are tense, we're going to sink. And in this Christian life, the same thing happens. If we are tense, we don't seem to float the way that God intended us to. But he didn't expect or plan for things to stress us out, as it were. We don't have to live that kind of life. We can relax and let go. Remember, the Bible says that Moses told the people, fear not and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Then we discover in Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. Yes, you discover then in Psalms 37:7, the Bible says, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. See, my friends and neighbors, a beautiful part about floating is every now and then when people have difficulty floating, they need a flotation device. Little kids wear floaties on their arms in the pool so that they can float a little bit easier. Even adults have floating tools that allow them to float a little bit easier. Well, see, the Holy Spirit of God has equipped us with flotation devices. See, my faith is a flotation device, because when times may not seem to go like I need and when the waters get high, I can rely on the faith of God. Remember, the Bible tells us in Galatians 2:20 that this life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our faith is a flotation device. Remember also, the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, my friends, my joy is a flotation device. Then we discover the Bible tells us that in Philippians 4:6 to be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be tense. Don't let your muscles get tight. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when I pray in faith and praise God in faith, that's a flotation device. It allows me to rise above the circumstances. It allows me to stay on top of the water. It allows me to be relaxed when everybody around me thinks I should be tense. The Bible tells me in Psalms 91 that 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it won't come near me. Why? I'm still floating. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can float on and see the goodness of the Lord. That O in our float acronym reminds us that we need to set oceanic goals. You see, my friends, many people have the bathtub mentality. That means that they're trying to float in a small body of water. But God wants us to think big and dream big, because he is big. You remember the Bible says that in Matthew 19:26, that with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now watch this. In the ocean, because of the salt water that's in the ocean, that means ocean water is more dense than fresh water because of the salt that's in the ocean, right? And that means that it's easier to float in the ocean than it is in a bathtub. So if you're gonna float, my friends, let's float and dream of the biggest things that we can. And the beautiful thing I like about floating is everybody that floats has a float on their back, right? So, and when you're floating on your back, that means you're looking up. And if you're floating in the ocean, you're looking up at the sky. You're looking up at the sun. You're looking up at the unlimited possibilities that are laying before us. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:19, behold, God says, I will do a new thing. Yes, my friends, now it shall spring forth. We discover in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have the ability to live the abundant life. Let's not have that rubber duck mentality, because you only find rubber ducks in a bathtub. Let's have the ocean mentality, recognizing that we can excel in the biggest spaces and expand like never before. I wish I had time to complete this lesson, my friends, but that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. And until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.